people. And then they just like, you know.
Sorry, I'm a second bit late. Okay, let us begin. Okay, so today's continuation of the segi we've been dealing with previously, of the case of Kasuvgat al-Kashi al-Zahav, is a little bit interesting in that on the one hand, we can sort of view it as a continuation. On the other hand, it sort of seems to be a little bit out of the blue. And I think we're going to do this one very much through the Shaka B'Tayra of the Gemara and see how that takes us. Okay, so just the Gemara, right? Suddenly he says, okay, well, you know, we talked about the problem of Nesinas Get Andavar that's Yisurei Hana, right? What if you gave the Get, but there are all sorts of other, you know, let's say, problems with the Nesina? Okay, and the Gemara starts with the following case. Ba mine Rav Amir of Nachman, Kasav Get al Tas Shel Zahav. Let's say you wrote the Get on a big, nice, you know, tablet of gold, right? It's sort of like a golden parachute, I guess. Va'amarla hiskabli gitech v'hiskabli tubatech. Right? This golden tablet is worth a fortune, so it's also going to be the ksuva, and it's also going to be your get. Ma. Right? What's the din? Okay. So at first glance, sort of puzzling, right? Why? What's the issue? Right? The answer, he says, Amarle, niskabla gita, niskabla ksuvasa. Right? Everything's fine and dandy. Right? She got her, you know, big tablet of gold, and she got her get, so everything's fine. But the question itself is very puzzling, right? What's the issue? Why would that be a problem? Right? Tiskabla gitech, niskabla ksuvatech. Why should that be an issue? Right? It has monetary value. And it has, and it's a get. Yeah.
I mean, if you're designating the paper as a ketuvah, it doesn't function as a paper. So if it has to be, you know, an existing document, it's not really a chafsa in that sense.
Right. I mean, essentially, if it's a ketuvah, then you're not treating it as a get. Right? You're saying, oh, it's a ketuvah. But it's not, you're just saying you're not treating it as like a shtar?
It definitely has zero significance in terms of paper.
I mean, you're saying it's like not a, it's, you know, if it's a ksuba, then it's a ksuba. If you're treating it as a monetary implement, then it's a monetary implement. And if it's a get, shtar, then you're, okay, right? That's one way to take it. It's a tas shel zahav. So we're saying this is your ksiva, so then it's not really functioning as a contract. Okay, any other ways to look at the problem? I think there are several ways to look at the problem. I think part of the problem is like, what's the problem here?
If she wants to keep her get, like, you know, as an important document, then she can't spend the money. So then in that sense, you're not really giving her any usable money.
Oh, okay, interesting. In Dafka, the problem would be more on the ksiva. That's a very good point. But the Gemara says, if you say hiskabli gitech, hiskabli ktubatech, ma, right? It doesn't actually tell us where the main issue is, right? Is the issue on the get, or is the issue the fact that you're giving her this ksuva, but this ksuva is not useful because it's her get? It has value, but it's not really necessarily value that you can actualize. Okay, now yeah, now you have to give a, you have to give, so give an idea.
I mean, based on like the subsequent makara, I guess I'm kind of cheating. Like, if get and ketubah are not really similar to each other, then they need to be given b'toret get or b'toret ketubah, and you know, lo krav zel zeh, and you can't just start conflating the two.
Right. You're saying either you gave it as a nesinas get or you gave it as a nesinas ketubah, both of which are, you know, going to be significant independently. If you gave it as a ketubah, then you're not giving it as a get, right? That's what you're arguing. It's a chisaron in the ma'isa nesina. Okay, so just to go through our options, right? Tehila is saying that maybe it's a chisaron in the get as a shtar, right? You're treating it as a monetary as a monetary implement, right? You're saying, oh, it's a piece of gold. Great. But you're using it as a piece of gold. You're not using it as a shtar. So if you're using it as a piece of gold, not as a shtar, so it's not really a shtar, right? It's a chisaron. Let's say in the cheftza shall get as a shtar. Yair is saying, it's not a chisaron necessarily in the cheftza shall get in and of itself, but you're not giving it, right? You have a get, but you're not giving it properly. And Amitai is saying, well, first of all, maybe the problem here is primarily in the ksiva, right? You're giving something which can't be used. It has strings attached. Oh, speak of real, give an answer, or should give him like leeway? Should we give him leeway? We'll give him leeway. Only for a second. Yeah, I'm gonna put the options on the board because I think they're important, and then we'll put like a real in the hat. Right? So you have a get, right? And you're giving it to her, right? This is Messina. And you have Nikdareshas. The Nigarish is to the Nigarish, and you have to take Kabbalah again. So we have the options. I'm saying we have the get. So one option is say, do we, right? Maybe we have a chisan on the, it's not a shtar, right? If it's the Torah Ksuva, then it's a Ksuva, or it's a monetary implement, right? It's mammon, it's not really being used as a shtar, in which case, right? Or you can say it's a chisan in the nisina, which basically we're going to argue is you're giving a bitoras ksuba, so you're not giving a bitoras get. It's chazer mukim bitoras gerushin. That's not how you spell gerushin. Okay. And over here is, okay, maybe she got it, but maybe she didn't really get it, right? Amitai was saying, oh, she didn't really get it because, as in terms of the ksuba, because you can't use it because it's, right, she needs it as proof. You could also say the opposite is, she got it as her ksuba, and that's going to take away from her ability to treat it as a get because now it's meshuba to actually using it, b'toras, right, her ksuba. So she needs to use it as her ksuba, so then maybe she can't use it as a get, right? Then you're saying, oh, she can't get use it as a ksuba because she needs to keep it. Maybe she needs to keep it, she needs to use it as her ksuba, then she's not going to keep it as a get. Right? But what we're seeing here is you have these different stages, and we can identify the issue with any of them, right? She needs to spend it. Okay. Now, okay. So let's get back into the Gemara. Now, okay. So it's like, first of all, right? On the one hand, what might we want to? Might be tempted to explain everything as. We want to say, oh, it's connected back to Isurei Hana, right? One thing we can definitely say is, oh, well, it's coming on the heels of the discussion of Isurei Hana. So, how does this relate to Isurei Hana? Okay. Is Yisrei Hana, the Pashas would say, is a, would we thought was a problem of the Nesina. Kamash Malan, it's not a problem of the Nesina because it works. Or according to the Shami, it actually does work, right? But it sounds like here, so maybe here, Dafka, it's a problem in the Nesina. Potentially true. Not necessarily, though. Why don't you have to say it? Why would the Gemara be bringing it up? Because it's practically, it's very similar, right? In the case of Yisrael Hana, the object has no value. Here, it has too much value. right? So on one hand, you could say, right, that causes the same problem, or you could just say it's a parallel case. So you don't have to assume that it's exactly the same as Yisrael right now, but it definitely is something you want to keep in mind, okay? So in all three of these points, right, we can apply our issue, but ultimately the Gemara is very vague on what the problem is, okay? Okay, so let's continue in this Gemara. So he says, Niskabu gitav, niskabu ksivata. Eisvei. Hitkabli gitech v'hashar lektibatech. The part that's a get is your get. The rest of it, so it's like it's a big tablet of gold. So in the middle there's the text, and then there's nice, you know, nice margins. Niskabli gitav v'hashar lektibata. Tama d'ikashar halikashar lo. He's saying, oh, this must be that it only works because you have the margins, but if without the valuable margins, the actual text of the get itself, it wouldn't work. And just who didn't afal gav to lake ashar. No, even if you didn't have the rest, it would be fine. Well, kamash malan, what's the chiddush? Afal gav di ikashar I amar lo in ilo amar lo. My taima avira de megilta. I would have thought that automatically it counts as her ksuva. Kamash malan, it's only her ksuva if he gave her b'toras ksuva, but otherwise it's just hers and basa b'shvila that he didn't think to say, I'm giving this to you as your gift. Okay? Because it's valuable. Great, it's valuable, and you just gave her a very valuable piece of paper. Tan Rabbanan, harezei gitech v'hanyar shali, eina migureshes. Let's say he does the opposite in that he keeps the paper. Al menash tafzir b'yasendiyar harezei migureshes. What do you think about those? Yeah, Gabriel.
Well, that one could be a problem with Kirtut, not with the Netina.
Oh, right. So if you say Haniyar Shali, it could be Dafka, a Krisos being a Valenka. Very good that you bring that up, right? In general, and this could be also, we could theoretically apply that backwards to the Ksiva case. Right, krisus be'inan v'leika needs to say that you're giving the get, and the get is hers, right, with no strings attached. If there's a piece of rope attached to the get, right, that you could use to pull back, that also is going to be a problem, right? So says Gabriel, oh, here also, if it's, I could pull back the shtar because it's my piece of paper, maybe that's a chisaron in krisos, right? That's one. What else can it be?
You say it's a chisaron in the nesina because, like, the might say you're not really giving anything. Like, if you say I'm giving you this, but actually I'm not, like, what are you even doing?
Right. Okay, good. So it's a chisaron in the maisa nesina because you didn't actually give her the get. Right? You gave her the words, but you didn't actually give her the object. Right. On the other hand, and here's where things get a little bit interesting. When it came to Nesina v'Yisrei Hana, why did we say it worked? Because monetarily, did you give it over? Was a machlokas, right? Was a machlokas between like Rakhayim and the Ksos. What's the problem here? If you hold like the Rakhayim, you need to actually give over. And she needs to be konen, right? So if you say v'haniyar shali, you gave it to her, but she wasn't konen. The paper. Everything's great. What about according to the Ktos? According to the Ktos, how do we define nesina saget? We said it's not about the monetary giving over, it was about the physically giving it over, right? Because even though it's yisurei hana and you're not transferring ownership, nonetheless, you gave it over. But what are we saying here? Right, if we talked about comparing, right, fifth Nesina, is it about the physical Nesina or the, right, the monetary transfer, legal transfer? Right. The Ktos said when it came to the case of
Isriya Hanama. According to the Zos, right, we said we care about the physical transfer. But over here, right, Hareza Gitev Vahaniyar Shavi, the content, the words are being given over, the paper is not, right, because he still owns the paper. Isn't that basically what happens with Isriya Hanama? Right? Here, what are we saying? We're saying, oh, what you need is to legally transfer the paper, right? She's to own it. But in Israel, now we would have to be interested in the physical transfer. Right? So what does that tell us?
That by Nir Shali, there, like, Kaviyachol is no physical transfer.
Very good, right? When we say physical transfer, right, it's not good enough to just physically hand it over, right? That clearly what we're saying is the handing it over without giving it to her, right? You need to give it to her. You can't just hand it over, okay? So if you physically transfer it, but you didn't monetarily transfer it, you didn't give it to her, then it doesn't work, right? Even though the formal function is the act of giving it over, but it's not the physical act of giving it over, right? What I would say is it's not actually the physical act of giving it over, but it's the, let's say, the formal. Of giving, right? It's about giving. It's not necessarily about physically handing it over. Because if you still own it, you didn't give it to her. Right? You handed it to her, but you didn't give it to her. So here, you still own it, so you didn't give it. By Isriya Hanama, you gave it over. Right? Yeah, to you.
So would you say that's more of a limit on how we define Netina, or in terms of the chafsa that you have to give over, or maybe some combination?
I would put that within like the nature of Nesina. I would say that as part of the nature of Nesina is that you need to give, you're giving it over according to the Zos. That doesn't happen if you give it over and then, right, you take it back. You gave it, and now what are you doing? You still own it, so you didn't give it. Giving, right, implies a complete transfer. It's not necessarily a monetary transfer, right? But that doesn't mean that you go straight from monetary transfer to a physical transfer, right? The ikar is the giving it over, but it's not merely the physical action. So if you keep ownership of the paper, even though, let's say, the words are giving over, so you say, it's not krisus b'inan v'leika, right? According to Gabriel saying, krisus b'inan v'leika. Here you could say, even if you get past Krisus Bina Valeka because you're giving her the words, the fact that you still own the paper could be a problem because you didn't do Nesina. You didn't give it. Physically, you handed it over, but that's not giving. Giving, right, is you give something over. And that's what I think is going to have to be the answer to that issue. But what's interesting is that even though, right, the Isriya Hanama said, we don't care so much about the formal, we care much more about the legal transfer. Sorry, not the legal transfer, but the act of giving, the Maisa Nesina. Maisa Nesina isn't just the Maisa. It's not just the formal, like pu'ula, let's say, the action of handing it over. Right? So we started on the assumption that you actually have to give it over monetarily. Right? We saw in Sugya Isriya Hanama that that's not really true. Right? It's about the Maisa Nesina. But in terms of what is a Maisa Nesina, you could have assumed, okay, just the physical action. We see here that that's not true. It's really about is giving it over. Okay, now back in the back in the framework. So we have the case of ksuva. You give over the ksuva, and now you got to figure out, okay, well, is that going to be good or not? So in a certain sense, how can we sharpen the issue? It might be, hey, you're giving it over to Torah's ksuva, but also,
when you, the Maisa Nesina isn't, you're not giving it over with no strings attached, right? Because you're trying to keep it as your monetary item, let's say, until you give it over, right? Until you hand it over to the Imamish, you're giving it over, but you want to own it and then use it to repay, right? So the transfer, the giving, isn't all part of the get. So the Chiddush is, the maskana of the Gemara is what? That you're okay because you're doing the Nesina together with the paying off, and when it comes to paying off the Ksuva, you transferred the money, she got the money in her bank account, everything's fine and good, right? But you really could have thought that because he's transferring it with strings attached, that's not a complete Maisa Nesina, right? You're not giving it if you don't give it all over. Let's look at some of the Rishonim, see what they say. Right, but we see in the Gemara, right, the Gemara tells us that there's this problem or potential havamina of a serious issue of giving it betoras, get, and ksuva, but it doesn't necessarily tell you what that problem is going to be. Right? So we have to tease that out. It says, oh, we have this question. What if it's tasho zahav as a ksuva and a get? But then it doesn't tell us why we have an issue with it. Okay. Then, right, then we have our question of haniyah shali. Said, ene megureshes. Amenasha tafziri lias haniyah harizim megureshes. If you give it al tnai that they have to return it, that is megureshes. Which is interesting because I would have thought that that case could dafka be a problem of krisis being in Valenka, maybe. Okay. Player of Papa, vein shita l'shita, vein teva l'teva, mai. Between, let's say he wants the paper in between the words. So the Gemara asks, if typically the sefer echad amar achman avol shnayim v'shlosh asfarim, if you were to cut all the lines out in between, it would break it up into different pieces. And you're only, it's supposed to be one get. And the answer is, lotzricha dibu'ura, the word, the letters stick up into the other lines. And therefore, even if you were to cut out all the blank the lines in between the space in between the lines, it would still be one physical item. Everyone, can you envision that? Everyone can envision that? It's sort of like if in the area in between these lines, so you have like the lamed, let's say, that sticks up into the next one. So even if you were to cut out all the white space, there would still be ksiva in the middle. You know, one physical object, because there are like letters that connect in between the lines. Okay, what's cool here? What's the, if you want the stuff in between the lines, right, what was the problem? We said, Sefer Echad v'lo shnayim u'shlosh esfarim. Why is there a problem with Sefer Echad v'lo shnayim u'shlosh esfarim? What's the assumption there? When he wants to own, right, he wants to maintain ownership over the physical pieces of paper in between the lines. So Gemara says, oh, but that would be Shnayim v'shlosh esfarim. Right, what does that sound like? I mean, Shnayim v'shlosh esfarim doesn't sound like it's a problem of, oh, he has some ownership to parts of the paper. What are we treating? What are we envisioning?
I mean, it seems as though the ownership, like, actually physically cuts up the get. Like, when he says near Shali, that literally means that he's, like, literally not even giving her those pieces of paper, which are still his.
Right. We treat it as almost as if they're gone. They're not there anymore, right? I'm holding on to those. I'm giving you these snippets, and you're not getting the other ones, right? And the Gemara treats it as a davar pashut, that if there, you know, wasn't Bahura Ben Hashitim, we would... You know, we would pass with this because of Shtayim, not because of Nesina, but because of Shtayim Mushlosh Esfarim. Right? Not because we're passing the Nesina, but because we're passing Shtayim Mushlosh Esfarim, which is the chisaron in the actual get, right? This would be a problem of Gimel Esfarim, which is a problem in the Chavta Shel Get. We're assuming that his... I mean, his maintenance of ownership makes the paper disappear.
Now, what's cool about that is once that's true, what can we do with that? If his ownership of the paper makes appeal, let's go back to the case of Hani Arshali. And the red one is. The green one is. We are in machine. Right, we're assuming that his ownership makes the paper disappear. If his ownership makes the paper disappear, then.
We can't see all the way on that side of the board what you just wrote.
I'm just trying to give labels to the colors. Right? If I say if it's given a sparring, right? What do you write the paper he owns physically disappears. If I apply that to here, to Vahaniyar Shali, what could be the problem?
You're literally not giving her anything. Meaning the Lashon of Otio Prochot Ba'avir makes a lot of sense then, because there's literally just no paper at all, and it's just pieces of ink floating in the air.
Right. It's not that you have a problem in Messina. It's not that OM give you the get with the real Messina. Right? It's that you don't have, it's not that the problem's here, the problem's over here. You don't have a get. The Hefta Shogat is missing, right? Just like we were talking about, like, Suba, maybe if I do it, it's Mamon, so it's my Mamon, and I'm giving it to you, but until I do, it's Mamon. I don't have a Hefta Shogat. Okay, well, maybe in the Niyar Shali, the problem is also in the Hefta Shogat, because you don't have a get, you just have words floating in the air. It's not if you start in the Nesina, it's if you start in the fact that we don't have a get, right? So you could type that from, right, the Gemara, which one's true? Are we connecting back to Isurei Hana, where the Chisaron was in the Nesina? Or do you push this case forward, right, and say, oh, maybe, if you go down to here, it sounds like the problem is a physical Chesed Shoget problem, right? Now you could say, if it's Gimel, you know, Sfarim, the problem is, oh, because you're giving over Gimel Sfarim. But it still sounds like we're talking about a physical problem that they're physically giving smart. And not that we're talking about a problem with Messina. Though you could construe it that way. Okay, so let's see the Rishonim. Okay, right. So just in, right, just to zoom out, we read the Gemara, and by reading the Gemara closely, right, we've noticed these different approaches, right, different conceptual options that seem to come up, right, really based on the Gemara's implications in and of itself. Right? The different lashonos of the Gemara on these different issues hint at potentially different, right, different svaras. Okay, let's see how Rashi takes some of these. Halika shar lo, the makom haget ba'i lemesav la matana gemura mishum girushin, v'lo l'shem piron diksiv v'nasa. You need to give it betoras gerushin, not betoras piraon. In which case, it's a chisan in the right nesina. You need to give her the get betoras gerushin, and not mishum piraon. If you give it betoras piraon, right, it's a chisan in the nesina. Okay, right. I amar la liksivatech. Okay, vahaniyar. By Haniyar Shali, call Haniyar Anima Akev Le'atzmi. I'm keeping it back to me. Right? Is there like an interesting diak you can make from there? I don't know if it's Machrof, but it's like an interesting point.
It just says Ma'akev.
Right. And what would you deny from Ma'akev?
That there's no Nesina.
Right. Okay. Right, it's a chisaron in the Nesina. Now, I should really put in a different color, and then I could, like, write comments. It's G.
genius, onto this text. I don't know how to do that.
The A.
Yeah, the A is the color.
This guy? Text color. Nice. Like blue? Red. Right. Oopsies. So do my mashma. The chisaron ben nesina. Okay, but what about the next one? If he says niashali is in a migrashus, why? The kiva de haniar shalo lo natan laklum. De nimsu osios parchos ba'avir.
Sounds like the actual get.
Right, well, which one? What do you think?
Could be both. It could be either one because, you know, mitzad echad lo nasan laklum, which sounds like a chisaron in the nesina. Mitzad sheni otio parcho ba'avir, which sounds like a chisaron in the goof of the get.
Right. He makes both points there, right? This is a, you know, just a good example. It's not always, you know, so pasha. He says kivan dinahad niyar shalo lo nasan laklum, right? He didn't give her anything. Because you're keeping the paper. There's no nesina. But then he says, and nimsu osios parchos ba'avir. So which one is it? Right? He's saying, you're not giving it over to her because the paper's yours. Right? But the osio, what's the problem? As a totzah, the get that she has is just osios parchos ba'avir, not a chefza shel get. Right? Given that Yeshalo, lo nasan laklum, is mashma, chisaron benesina. Oh, no, I need a. Yeah, I can do it like this. The nimsu osios parchos ba'avir is then chefza shel get. Right? It's a tough one. I'm not really sure, like, you know, what's the ikar here? Is Tos or Rashi just saying both, right? You have two problems. Even if you could get past the problem of Osios Parchos Ba'avir, you have a chisaron in the nesina. And even if you didn't have a, you know, didn't have Osios Parchos Ba'avir, or you did have a nesina, you still have Osios Parchos Ba'avir. Right? They'd be saying, in a chanabi, both are a problem. You don't have a chefta shel get, and you don't have nesina. Harezu migureshes, in the case of matana b'nas lahachzir, the matana b'nas lahachzir shma matana, right? He says that works because it's a complete matana, right? Happens to be that if you don't give it back, then he never gave it in the first place. That's already potentially fine, because it's matana maslachir. Niyar shebein shita l'shita sheli mahu. The answer is, oh, it's okay. It's not gimel thingies because it's meura. Meura b'mikta shahayu bo osios aruchin. I'm again shita l'shita b'rashi kol teva v'teva. You have letters that poke into the other lines, and therefore, even if you cut out all the empty space, it will still be one chefta. Okay, so it's right. Rashi leaves us with a bit of a pickle. I'm just not really sure what to do. Which of the two Rashi thinks is Ika? Let's look at Tosfos. Iskabli gitech, iskabli kuvatech mahu. Right? What does he think the problem will be? Right? Rashi clearly thought it was a problem in the Nesina. Right? Afal gav the kasfu alisure hana kasher. So Tosfos automatically jumps right to what we asked as well, which is wait. If you could write it on Isurei Hana, then why is it a problem if it's also Ksuvasa, right? If she doesn't need to own it at all, if it's Isurei Hana, right? You can't own Isurei Hana according to most Rishonim. So if you can't own Isurei Hana and I could get it on Isurei Hana, then why would giving it to her legamri, just that also happens to be her ksiva, why should that be a problem? right? It's a very good question. If we say that you could give Isurei Hana, then Kavachomer, you could give it as a ksiva. So the answer is, I think, very gishmanic, right? Hainu, mishum diyahiv la miha kol haget. Aval hacha lo yahiv la ela betoras pi ra'on. I think he's saying exactly what. Hainu mishum diyahiv la miha kol haget. Aval hacha lo yahiv la ela betoras pi ra'on. How would you explain that? How would you try, you know, put that into more formal terms? Right? What he's saying makes sense, right? What's he saying? And how would you say it out loud? In the case of Isurei Hana, he's giving it, you know, he's giving it. Just happens to be Isurei Hana. Here, Yahiv Miha Kol Haget, he's not giving Kol Haget, he's giving it Betoras Piram.
That somehow giving it Betoras Piraon is like a chisaron in like the Maisa and Asina of the get.
As opposed to?
The goof of the get.
Okay, but I think he's saying that Isurei Hana, okay, good. Oh, let's sharpen that a little. I think I'm happy what you're saying.
I think he's saying that in the case of Isurei Hana, right, it's all Betoras get, meaning when you have an asin of a get, you need to give it as an asin of a get. You can't just stam give it. And so therefore, when you're given, in this case, it's different because the entire Maisa Nasina isn't Betoras get, and therefore you might think that it's, I don't know, that there's a different din.
Okay, I think you're clear before. I think what you were saying before, correct me if I'm wrong, no, but I think you're onto something. Hugh, what do you want to say? But I think Yair's on the right track.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is what he was saying, but I think by having a Torah pure on, you're interfering with the idea of a get lishma because you are designating it for something else.
Okay, we said that hits into the Maisa Nasina, as opposed to Isurei Hana.
Maybe you're not supposed to use it to write on it, but the only reason you're using it is for the sake of a get. It's not a get and something else. It's a get maybe on the wrong surface.
Okay, you guys are both touching on the same thing. I just want to formalize, say it a little more formally. When you break it into categories, right? You're explaining the case, but like what's Tosos saying in like a conceptual sense? Right? If you take a step back and you would say, you know, objectively, if I wanted to give you like a rule, you know, there are categories of things that work and categories of things that don't work, or you know, have them that didn't work, right? What's the difference between Isurei Hana versus Nasan Betoras Piraon? Tosos is saying they're similar, right? Because their financial status is tied into something else. In the case of Isurei Hana, right, it's Asur B'Hana. In the case of Ksuva, its monetary status is tied into the fact that it's going to pay off the debt. Right? I would have assumed that at the end of the day, right, yeah, let's, I'll make this a little chart. Get off of it's you, man. Right, I have Isurei Hana versus get and ksuva. Right, in this case, check, and this is the Havah Hana would be X, right? That would work. Okay, question is as follows: says Tosfos, why? Right? So if I'm thinking in general, before I get to Tosfos, what would I say? Why would this be better and why would this be worse? Right? So I'd say monetarily, in terms of the cash value, right, she gets it. I'd say this is better, right? Because she gets the ownership. Right? If she gets ownership over it, that's great. It recentered us a little bit, just so you can see a little. Right? So that's fantastic. In terms of the monetary transfer,
The get and ksuba is being transferred completely, right? In terms of Isra and Anava, right? Might not have it at all. So that's a bad thing, right? But on the other hand, there's a different difference. There's a different difference. And this is what Tosafot says. So I would have thought that if this isn't a problem, Kal Vachomer, in this case, we should say that it works. So Tosafot, nope. Why? That's about the money. But what about the, right? This is the money, and this is about the, let's say, the process of Nitina, or the intent. Okay? In terms of the process of Nitina of intent, says Tosfos, what's Tosfos Lashon? The Yahiv La Miha Kol Haget, right? He gave her the whole thing. He doesn't own all of it. It's Yisrei Hana, so he can't necessarily transfer all of it, but whatever he could give, he gave, right? As opposed to here, he intentionally is withholding its monetary value and only giving that to Toras Kiram, right? Okay? So Tosafot says the following. When it comes to, I would have thought that these are exactly the same. Because ultimately, or this is even better, right? Because she's getting the whole thing. In terms of Nisina, in both of them, right, it's being given to her, but the whole monetary value isn't. In this case, she doesn't even get the monetary value at the end. And in the case of getting Siva, she does get the monetary value. So Kal Vachomer should work. So Tosafot, I don't care about her ownership of the object at the end. In terms of the chefta, the getting Siva is better than Yisrei Hana. But in terms of the Maisa Nisina, in terms of the Gavra and their intent in the Nisina, right, that, I would say, withholding value for the Jiron and Siva is a huge concern in the process of Nisina. In the result, in the Totsah, right, your Totsah is better in the case of the Ksuba. But the Maisa Nisina is better in the case of Yisrei Hana. Right? Because you're giving the whole thing. It doesn't all work, it doesn't all transfer, but you're giving the whole thing. In the case of the Ksuba, says Tosafot, or Havamina is, you're not giving the whole thing because you're trying to keep back its value for Piron Ksuba. Right? So it's very clever. Because it's a great question, it bothers us. And I think it's also important to understand that when we see this Tosafot, you guys were onto it ultimately, right? You're saying, oh, well, in this case, we're talking about the action of the person. The action of the person, right, in terms of the mice of the gavra, you're much better off over here. Your totes mice of the right? And here you have the totsas in the Sina advantage. Right? You have a better totsas in the Sina, but here you have a better mice in the Sina. So says Toskos. Afal gav de kasval al yisrei hana kasher, haydu mishum di yahiv miha kol haget. He gave everything that he has. Aval hacha lo yahiv la ela t'vitoras piram. The maisa nesina is less than ideal because he's not giving everything that he owns. Okay, let's move on to the Rashba. Amar lei nisgav l'gita v'nisgav l'ksuvasa. Right? At the end of the day, it works. Why does it work? So says to the Rashba. The Rashba actually thinks there's a different problem. Heich efshar lo markein, kiva denosin lagufa shotas l'ksuva, havalei porech ba'avir. The Rashba is convinced that since you're giving the object, the get, as a piraon, the paper is totally not there. It's parech da'avya. Okay, koshi as rava. Vinirali, the kivan de amar lahachi v'hi kiblaso, havali ke omar la hiskabli giteich umachali kisuvateich. What's the solution?
I think he's saying that the gold is totally batel to the get, if he's giving it as a get. And
why is the I, but he's giving her the ksuba?
Saying Taka the Havamina is right, and the reason that he's giving her the ksuba is because she's moch on the ksuba.
Right. He's not giving her like the Torah's ksuba at all. He says, Inachanami, if you were to give it, not Bitorah's gitin, but Bitorah's get and ksuba, it would be pasul. But that's not really what you're doing. You're giving her the get, the Torah's get. She is, and he's saying, I'm only giving it to you though, I'm going to ask that you're mochel the ksuba because I'm giving you an oodle boodle of money, right? So he's saying, I'm giving you a huge chunk of money here, so you better, you know, be mochel on the ksuba. But he's not actually giving it to the Torah's ksuba because that would pass on the whole thing. Right? Which is really, really interesting. He really accepts the Havamina, right? If you don't give it Bitorah's get, then the words of the get are Porech Ba'avir. Now, what's interesting here, because at the end of the day, right, I think Tosfos says, even though Tosfos comes up with this whole explanation why you might have a Chisaron in the Maisa Nesina, since at the end of the day, you did give over the whole thing, it's not Porech Ba'avir, because she also gets the paper, right? It sounds like when he doesn't talk about Porech Ba'avir. Tosfos isn't bothered by Porech Ba'avir. Who brings up Porech Ba'avir here? The Rashba, right? I mean, the Rashba basically says what we noticed was a possibility. If you say that Gimel Svarim, right, ownership means the paper disappears, and you say Haniyar Shali is a Chisar in the Chefza, right? The chefza of the get, because there's no paper, it's Porech Ba'avir, then maybe getting ksuba is also a problem of Porech Ba'avir. And the Rashba was so convinced that if you don't give the paper, the Torah's get, that your osios are Porech Ba'avir, right? This is going to be this name as the Rashba. Then, even though you actually gave over the piece of paper, it's not going to work. And the only way we get around it is by saying she's really being mochel on the ksuba. She's not actually getting her ksuba, right? She's being mochel. The whole thing has to be given by get, as a get. Right? What Tosfos is going to say is no, because at the end of the day, since you're actually giving it over, and you have the Totsas Nesina, and you're giving it to Torah's Gerushin, and you are giving her the whole thing, right? You just also want her to accept the monetary value as being relevant. It's not a problem, and it's the fact of giving is an acceptable, you know, Nesina. But the Rashba really doesn't accept that, right? The Rashba really thinks that if you don't give ownership of the get, the Torah's get, right? Then it's not, then the osios are correct, the avir, and it will be possible, and the only works because she is mocha. Right? So what's cool is that we know that you need the Sina, and we know that these three cases, in theory, are all, oh, you need, you know, Nesina, and the Sina is going to be a problem. But what we also see is that how you envision the significance of the mice and Nesina in relation to all these other different cases and these different stages of Gerushin isn't so partial, right? Tosfos starts off with this question of, well, right, at the end of the day, you're giving an object, right, or giving the get, but not necessarily its value. And then he says, but there are different ways of giving over a get without its value, right? One is about the tutsah of having the actual money and the, right, the chapter. And the Tosas Nesina. Here, in terms of the process of the Nesina, the Maisa Nesina, that That's a different thing, right? It's a different animal. And those are potentially different. And I could say that the ksuva case is a chisaron de ma'aseh nesina, even though there's actually a much more complete totzas nesina. What's interesting is for the Rashba, you look at even the whole thing, since at the time of the nesina, the monetary value, you own, let's say, the paper. So during the nesina, even though at the end of the nesina it works, right now, the paper is not there, because you own it. So you need to actually be mochel, right? But ownership, even temporarily, even just during the nesina, is already going to pass away. Well, for Tosos, that's not going to be true, right? At the end of the day, we're fine with that, right? Since she has it, it's great. Since there was an act of giving, you're good, right? In the case of, and as you see on Rashi seems to be bothered by sort of the whole comprehensive picture of maybe Rashi thinks you need both, that you both need it to be a chisaron in the nesina, and that chisaron in the nesina also creates porchos ba'avir, because since at the end of the day you gave it to her, or she has it now, let's say, right, in the case of inu gureshes, because the niyar shali, right, kivan de haniyar shalo lo nasan baklum de matzu osios parchos ba'avir. What's the problem with a chisaron in the nesina? So I would have assumed the chisaron of a ma'aseh nesina in general is a problem of, let's say, krisis bina v'leika or v'nasan la, right? The ma'aseh shiluchim involves the nesina. It sounds like from Rashi that even though normally we emphasize ma'aseh nesina legabe d'shita, that it's the ma'aseh shiluchim, it's the breakup that's really mattering. And what Rashi is saying is, here you have a chisaron in the ma'aseh nesina, and what that does is that undermines the chalos of the get after she already has it, right? She's koneh the get, because at the end of the day she's koneh. The chisaron of your ma'aseh nesina undermines your ability for the get to go into effect once you actually have it. So what's cool, maybe, this is just a suggestion to explain why Rashi needs both stages, lo nasan lamidi, v'lachein, you have the problem of parchos ba'avir. Since as a totzah, she has the whole get, she has the get in her hands, right? And she got it from you, why isn't it going to be effective? You're right, the nesina was only a mixas nesina, but Yisuri Hana is fine. And if Yisuri Hana are fine, then what's the issue here? So the Rashi is going to say, it's not good enough to have the ma'aseh shiluchim. You need her to be kone the get, and for the get not to be chal. And that can't happen if the osios are being parochos ba'avir. And why are the osios being parochos ba'avir? Because lo nasan lamidi. When it comes to Yisuri Hana, lo nasan lamidi, but since she has the paper as much as anyone else does, the osios are not parochos ba'avir. But here, since there's a chisaron de ma'aseh nesina, the osios are parech ba'avir, and they can't be effective. That's more speculatory, but I think what he's trying to do is he's saying we actually need to combine these two stages of nesina in order for there to be an issue. Okay, we're gonna end here, but we definitely see that there's the possible problems both in the chefta shoget and in the nesina, and also possibly in the Kabbalah's haget, in the sense of maybe Rashi's combining lo nasan lamidi nimsa pareach ba'avir, being that even though she has the get now, it still can't be chal, because in the nesina we have a chisaron. That's more speculatory. And the idea is ultimately that when we say this ma'aseh nesina is what matters, it's not good enough to have a physical ma'aseh nesina, right? You need to give it over, and that's why Tosfos says that the ksuva case could be worse than the Yisuri Hana. Because in terms of the ma'aseh nesina, you're giving everything that you have, even though, right, the monetary legal transfer is ineffective, as opposed to the ksuva case, where you physically gave it over, and she ends up owning it as a totzah, but in the ma'aseh nesina, there isn't necessarily a vice of monetary transfer of the get, or even a formal act of giving if he's trying to keep on to ownership. Now, that's not true, the maskana, except according to the Rajba, but if he keeps ownership of the paper, then we will say that even though he physically gave it over, right, definitely the physical act is insufficient. It needs to be an act of giving. And the last but not least, right, we saw from the case of Nir Ben Ashitin showing that it's Gimel Sfarim, which was sort of the basis of the Rajba, that it's like Nimsa Horeach Ba'avir, because you actually have, you know, once he owns it, it's as if it's not there anymore. So it's actually a chisor on the physical chasa shogeg. Okay, shkarech.